the Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
Well, we all know as we age and the older we get, the importance of maintaining balance and flexibility. Well, there are several ways to do that. You can practice stretching, you can do yoga, or you can do something that is just really becoming ubiquitous around the country, and that's Pilates. Joining us on the program today is Yvette McGaffin. She's founder of ReformRx. And Yvette, let's start with, what is the difference between Pilates and yoga? Because they've become very, very popular as a way to maintain balance and fitness, especially I know, like, for example, the Cleveland Heart Clinic is now using yoga for heart patients. And we see Pilates studios all over the country now.
Absolutely. And here, firstly, thank you for having me, Jim. It's great to be on the show. And yeah, great place to start. They both offer amazing benefits, but fundamentally, there's, you know, the key differences are in the technique, the equipment, the breath, and obviously the origins. So to kind of give a high-level overview of that, yoga, you know, originated as an ancient Indian practice, and it encompasses, you know, a lot of these beautiful physical postures and breath work. And Pilates actually was founded by Joseph Pilates, and it comes very much a bit more from like a clinical point of view. In terms of the technique, you know, yoga involves like holding static poses or flowing through sequences of poses. And it's often synchronized with breath techniques. And, you know, there are various types of yoga, such as Hatha and Vinyasa and Ashtanga and Bikram. And, you know, all of them have their different like focus and intensity. But Reformer Pilates specifically, it uses equipment called a reformer, which is, you know, where I come into the game of creating really Pilates 2.0 with the ReformRx. And it consists of a sliding carriage attached to springs with varying resistances. And these exercises involve control of movements that target very specific muscle groups. And it has an emphasis on core strength, stability, and alignment. So, you know, that key difference in really supporting the body, and I think especially for your audience and maybe coming into Pilates or yoga at a later stage of life, the wonderful thing about Reformer Pilates is it guides you into these positions. So you're really targeting where you want to be in each individual exercise to strengthen, to improve your balance, your proprioception, you know, your confidence. So yeah, hopefully that gives a little high level overview in terms of, you know, there's equipment differences. And you know, that it's definitely a link between connecting your mind, body, and spirit when doing yoga. And I think that the amazing thing about wellness in the Reformer Pilates space is you're also connecting to your mind and your body, because you really can't think about doing anything else when you're on a reformer. You're fully captivated in ensuring that, you know, you're executing what you're being asked to do. But yeah, that kind of gives you an overall sense of wellness, because it is very much about longevity, not overly impacting on the joints. But yeah, they're both phenomenal practices. But that hopefully gives a little bit of an insight into the difference.
And didn't Joseph Pilates, he invented it, I think they were originally using it in rehab during World War I, if I'm correct.
Yes, you are correct. And he had rickets as a child as well. So it was kind of the self-practice of, you know, trying to essentially fix within and his own body, and having, you know, recruitment to your own muscle and your mind-body connection. So he, but they did use this to kind of recuperate and rehabilitate through World War II. So that is correct.
Now, I use Pilates 3 times a week, and then 3 times a week I do weightlifting. One of the things that your machine does, and I want to talk about it, because for almost about 50, 60 years, all reformers looked alike. You had Stott. Mm. I've had a Stott reformer. I've had Peak. I've had Balanced Body. But they're pretty much all the same. They may look a little different in terms of the material, but you did something different, like the bar that you can move the front bar. If anybody knows what I'm talking about on a reformer, you have this front bar you put your feet on. The foot bar, you can move it all the way back. And then the other thing you incorporated, which I really like, is the feedback loop with the smart spine. and then, of course, the chair. What led you to develop this? Because there's been nothing like it out there.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the legacy equipment has been so great and, you know, brought through this wave of real growth in this modality. I mean, we've never seen, you know, since 2023, it was the most searched modality in the fitness industry is Reformer Pilates. So there's a massive surge and enlightenment about how beneficial it is for longevity and just for health and wellness. And, you know, through the journey of having studios for nearly a decade, I loved, you know, being really hands-on and training with clients. And I used the equipment that you described as well. I've kind of used every piece of equipment, and I really saw an opportunity for evolving the Reformer. And we have been recently plugged as Pilates 2.0 by Vogue, which is very kind. And I think the reason for that is that we incorporated the chair, like you mentioned, Jim, and the smart spine technology into a Reformer to elevate it. The chair is such an amazing piece of apparatus, but in a studio environment, sometimes it's a little awkward to take your whole class off the Reformer, put them on the chair, or having to have specific classes and then a more dedicated space for that. So I thought, well, the answer is just to incorporate the chair and the Reformer. So that was very much a fantastic journey with our designers of how do we do that? How do we track the movement of that the chair as well as the carriage? And we did it. And we also improved the spring life. You know, we spent 18 months in analysis and longevity rigs testing, you know, all the springs from the legacy equipment and making sure that ours outlasted them. So it was really about kind of ripping up the playbook. And I think that speaks to our aesthetic. It doesn't look like a traditional Reformer. And the only way to reinvent and reimagine is to start again in a way of not doing what was done before. So, you also mentioned our limitless foot bar. So we have 21 possible positions, and that beautifully slides up and down the spine. So again, more functionality, more you can do, more of a playground. But yeah, I love that you love these features, Jim, and that's very much signature USPs of what we brought to market.
And why do you think Pilates has taken on as much? I mean, when I grew up, I think the one thing as I became an adult, we began seeing these gyms that you go to, 24-hour fitness, family fitness, that started to take off. So we started to go to gyms, then there were home gyms. But then at the same time, Pilates, I can't think of any place I've ever lived, there aren't Pilates studios. Every place I go around the city, there's Pilates studios. What accounts for that, in your opinion?
Yeah, I love it. I love this growth. And I think it's because of this, you know, tiered ripple effect of people understanding the benefits. Obviously, there is the aesthetic. You know, people talk about this lovely, long, lean, toned muscle fiber that changes on a Reformer, and that is true. But what the benefits of that to everyday life and to the longevity of your life are immense, because you're not on, you know, traditional weight training is fantastic. We need strength and we need that resistance training for, you know, healthy bones. But what a Reformer does that is different is that spring resistance and the way the carriage is moving and the way that loads the muscle fiber, it's this beautiful loading of the spring that increases as you extend the carriage and then decreases, you know, simultaneously as you release. So you are loading the muscle evenly throughout this long frame of movement rather than, you know, compound and just the eccentric when you're contracting a weight on a free weight, you know, and then when you release it, it's not the same as it being essentially coiled like a spring where, you know, you're engaging that muscle the whole time throughout the repetitions. So I think that's kind of getting a little technical and maybe overly technical, but that's a real key to it. And the benefits of that and what that does and how that makes your body feel is that you have to move everything through your center powerhouse. So your core, your powerhouse, your, you know, your transverse abdominis, whatever you refer to it as, that trunk, that whole central wraparound system, you know, that's the key to longevity and health, because if your core strong, then your body is able to withstand so much more, you know, in endurance, and as well, you're going to prevent injury. So that's why Reformer Pilates is surging. And it's fun. Jim, it's fun, isn't it? I mean, don't you love going on your Reformer 3 times a week?
Yeah, I mean, it's something different in my own journey, Yvette. I used to do Pilates, then I got into weightlifting and I injured myself, my rotator cuffs. And then I had a machine I was using, it was called the leg extension. And I started to notice I started having pain on the treadmills. I was basically injuring myself. So I went through physical therapy. And my physical therapist recommended Pilates instead of some of the things I was doing. So I went back to Pilates after an injury. And so a lot of my core work, my lower body work now is done in Pilates rather than, let's say, weights where I use cables. So I had to switch a whole thing. And that's something I'd like you to address as we get older. So, take somebody that's maybe 65, they just retired. Take somebody 75, and I have a client that is in her 80s doing Pilates, and you look at her and you go, there's no way she's 80.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, exactly. It's really this elixir of life. I mean, when you're on a reformer, I think we touched on and just, the carriage moves and the way that the cables then, glide and activate the springs. But what this also does is you're having to find that core stability to balance. And that balance is so key in later life and just knocking on to confidence. And I think just, balance, confidence, these are two things that start to deteriorate after 30. We're not even talking about, 60. It's, we see it in more of a rapid decline. But if we can do exercise that builds confidence because it's targeting from the key source of, how to really hold yourself. Like you mentioned, your friend and how she's holding herself is a very key indication of coming back to Pilates training. And the way the muscle then, reacts and doesn't essentially build in the same way as conventional weight training. We, I think, make no mistake, Reformer Pilates resistance is weight training. It is the only exercise that hits the whole musculoskeletal system. So we're pumping that resistance weight, we are burning calories, we're making it cardiovascular with the jump board. Like you mentioned on the treadmill and having to kind of come back to more cable weight training, that's because of the impact on the joints. When you're on a reformer, even when you're jumping on a jump board, you're lying down. So, you're not vertical, you're horizontal. That is way less impact on your joints. You're still getting your heart rate up. You're still really, challenging yourself in terms of your cardiovascular zones. And so it's cardiovascular, it's strength training, and it's also flexibility. And I think that's the first thing that people come to is, oh, it's, I'm not very flexible. So they're intimidated by Pilates. That's one component of Pilates. And if you don't have flexible, pliable muscles, you are much more likely to injure yourself. And that is also part of strength. You have nothing if you don't have that elastic, of the muscle fibers. So it's that's kind of three key insights. And obviously you can just challenge yourself so easily in progressing. You can also so easily regress. One simple exercise will have so many options that can meet you where you are. So that's why Pilates is for everybody. And that's also why, it's just growing at such a rate.
Yeah, I have sort of a gym and wellness center. And I thought if I had to downsize and I was just to have one or two pieces of equipment, it would be the re your reformer and it would be a cable machine because I could basically do everything I want with that. And if it was down to one, it'd probably be the reformer because there's so many things you can do. And as you mentioned, not only just strengthen your core, which that was what my physical therapist emphasized Pilates back to me. Look, you can do ab crunches when you're going to the gym. It's not going to give you the same as you get when you go through a Pilates workout where you're exercising different movements that you're doing, always focusing on the core. That's one of the reasons I love it. Now, when you talk about somebody, we talked about the difference of Pilates and yoga. And to me, if I'm correct, the thing I enjoy about Pilates, it's not only the flexibility that you get that you use in your core, But once again, you're strengthening because you're using springs. So like you said, it's a little bit like weightlifting too. It's the movement, but you're adding strength to that movement that makes it so, so advantageous for the things you're trying to achieve health-wise.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And again, you're supported in the position. So the foot bar that you mentioned, and ours has, you know, limitless opportunity with moving up and down the spine, that is able to support and structure you in a position. So we can really say target the glute med or the glute max or the deltoids or whatever it may be. You're fixing yourself in this position to really anchor and recruit specific muscles. And, you know, nothing really gets left out. I mean, when you're doing core work, you're really coming into, say, your rectus abdominis, but then you're coming into the internal obliques, and then you're wrapping into your psoas. So it's the whole structure of the trunk that it's also, you know, incorporated. So I love that. I can see why you've seen such benefit there, because it's not just, you know, an isolated area. It's very much everything's driven from that powerhouse. And then the result is really astounding of what happens to the body.
It's amazing too, because a lot of medical facilities, Cleveland Heart Clinic is using yoga for heart patients. Mayo Clinic has recommended Pilates for people for injury. So it's not just in the sports world. You see a lot of Hollywood celebrities that use the reformer and they do Pilates, but you're seeing the medical establishment come around too and say, hey, this is good. This is helping our patients with injuries or for example, Cleveland Heart Clinic with heart patients. So there's a medical side to it as well for getting you into wellness. Tell us a little bit about your story, which fascinates me. You ran Pilates Studios. What was it about doing that led you to design the Reform RX? Because obviously you had done it over a decade. And what was it you were seeing with traditional machines that you saw was lacking in the space? Because really, it's probably the most innovative reformer that I've seen, and I've owned them all.
Yeah, well, my background prior to owning and operating studios, I danced professionally throughout my 20s, and I've always loved movement and, you know, the body and how we can support ourselves and our bodies to, you know, have really enjoy this vessel for a lifetime, but also get the maximum performance out of it. And then when I came to Reformer Pilates in my 20s as well, working with some studios in London and Toronto and New Zealand, I'm originally from New Zealand, and I really found it's massively supported my dance career. And then when I transitioned into opening and owning my own studios, I found with traditional equipment, you know, it was wonderful, but there was this barrier first of the aesthetic and the fear. And then there's also the durability. The RX looks very commercial grade, and because it is, but, you know, in terms of how premium and robust it is, it was about being able to take the modality and the movement to where this big surge in popularity is driving it, and that is dynamic reformer Pilates. So these really amazing flows in the advanced area and dynamic movements, but also being able to support, you know, the different demographics that are coming to Pilates for the rehab, like you mentioned, and for just that better overall well-being. So my journey very much was taking the parts of the equipment that I loved and I could see were working, and then improving it to the point where, you know, this piece of equipment will last you a lifetime, or the studio, you know, the studio owners and drivers of that studio sector could also rely on it to be really durable and not have to replace, you know, parts X, Y, and Z for every 6 months of springs or loops or straps and what have it. So that was kind of, you know, the real key growth. And then also seeing the opportunity for this modality to be democratized. I think we've talked about, you know, the celebrities, and we have some amazing celebrities that were organic customers, Brie Larson Kate Hudson to our product, and that's great. And some athletes, professional athletes, which is always lovely. But also, how do we democratize it so that more people can do it? And how do we bring it to more people is make it more accessible by allowing it to be in gyms, on gym floors, in hotels, and, you know, places that it's never been before, because it didn't have connectivity, it didn't have feedback, and didn't have instruction. So that was also the problem that we wanted to solve. And yeah, really excited for our growth and where we are at today, and seeing the ReformRx in these spaces and continuing to grow.
You know, one of the things I think you did, and it's been proven successful for companies like Peloton, where in this, I think, Yvette, I saw come about with COVID, when we were locked in our homes, you couldn't go to public gyms, you know, Peloton, you could exercise at home and get your instruction without, you know, getting in your car, going to a studio. And that's one of the things I think I like the best. Is I put in long hours a day reading and things like that. And my way to kind of transition off work is to go and work out in the gym. And I like the fact I could do it at home, my own time, and I've got an instructor right there. I'd like to end and explain the difference. Let's take three people. Somebody age 65, they now retired. They want to focus on their health and exercise. Somebody 75 and somebody 80. In terms of Pilates, what kind of difference or programs would you recommend or start for somebody of those different ages? Obviously, if I'm 80 years old, you know, it's kind of like taking up golf at age 80. I imagine I'm not going to be as good and have so many problems versus if I've been doing it for a long time.
Well, on our platform, we have a how-to section. So it's fantastic, giving you an overview and tutorials of the machine and how it functions and works, but also it breaks down individual exercises. So, you know, coming at, you know, these different age ranges, you might not be comfortable even diving into a beginner class. It might be the best place to come and just break down how to do a wheelbarrow exercise, or, you know, a kneeling hallelujah, or whatever the individual exercise may be, showing you the variations of that. So how to increase the difficulty, how to regress if you're finding, okay, I just really want to ensure this form is right. Because it's not about doing, you know, an hour and a half set. It might be about doing 20 minutes of repetitive movements and trying to do that every day or every other day to maintain, you know, health. So, so that is where our equipment is amazing, because it is really about meeting the user of where they're at. And like, I think you touched on balanced and, you know, appropriate perception and confidence we talked about earlier, just coming back to, you know, how to do a floor lunge and showing you the foot bar, having that for stability, and just doing this repetitive movement so that you're reintroducing, you know, lengthening through the front of the hip flexor, or striding back through the psoas muscle, activating the glute, pushing down and grounding through the heel. All of these things that you do in one exercise are going to massively give you more confidence when you're in the real world and you're just going about your life. So yeah, that would be how we help and tailor make it.
Yeah, one of the themes we do in this show is, without health, what good is wealth? And so, you know, one of the things I guess I began to get into this through injury and through an illness I went through that I recovered from, but it was like looking and seeing, even with my own clients, I've seen people with, you know, they've accumulated great amounts of wealth, but they were in such poor health, either their diet, they didn't exercise, they get to retirement with all this money and they're not enjoying it, because they don't have the flexibility to do things, or their health is poor. So, you know, my point is, if you don't have your health, what good is your wealth? And so that's why we emphasize this.
Yeah, and you have to carve out that time. You know, you have to find it. I think we'll have busy lives and at different stages. Maybe it's young kids, and then we're working to build and, you know, support the family, and, you know, coming into then just having more time for yourself, and or you're driving your business or whatever it may be in your career. And we have to carve out that time. And I've seen that with my dad, who's come through, compression of the discs, or people have sciatic issues a lot when they come into their late 60s, 70s from just deterioration. And if you are doing regular exercise and movement, you will change this in like literally 2 months of committing repetitive exercise in a way that's not compounding interest onto your joints, but allowing your body to move of how it's meant to move, adding resistance and where you're at will just drastically change, your outlook and how you feel every day. And like you said, there's no good if you don't feel good, because that can really, you can lose your head, as they say, an island your head goes, and life isn't that enjoyable. So you have to carve out that time, and then really you're able to enjoy a lot more. And as well, the movement starts to be so enjoyable. I'm sure you've found that, Jim, with how much you dedicate to your health. And it's almost like you kind of need that in your life, because not just gives you this physical benefit, it's also that mental clarity and that wonderful insight of like calming and releasing of serotonin, and adding years to your life and life to your years.
Absolutely. Well, listen, as we close, Yvette, tell our listeners if they would like to find out more about your ReformRx, tell them how they could do so, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have many studios that are opening with ReformRx equipment, and we are in some high-end hotels and high-end residential. So hopefully one near you if you want to go and try. But we can also service direct to the at-home consumer as well through our website, which is reformrx.com. And just visit us there, and we'd be more than happy to help. We also have online chat, so any questions that you may have, feel free, and our team will get in touch.
All right. Well, listen, Yvette, thanks so much for being generous of your time. And once again, folks, what good is wealth without health? All right, Yvette, you have a great day, and it was good speaking with you again.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.